series that I'm dealing with today is in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21, 22, and 23. That's in Matthew. Amen. And one of the reasons I'm making this video, because I want to be a minister of truth, not a minister of lies. So the Bible say, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful work. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So if you are listening to this message, is be doers of the word of God. So if you're going to be in the will of God, you got to be doers of the word of God. That means that you are saved. That means you are sanctified. That means you are separated. That means that you are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you're in the will of God, that means you submit to your will. You surrender, mean yield to God. And that's how you become in the will of God. And the most important thing of being in the will of God, are you born again? Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou teachest come from God. Can no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I said to thee, except a man be born again, he can see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born? Shall he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, Nicodemus, amen. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I said to you, except a man be born of the water and born of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And Jesus say, marvel not that I sent to thee. Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where is listed, and thou hear the sound thereof, but canst tell whence it cometh, and whether it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and not knowest these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I told you heaven, earth of things, and ye believe not, how can ye shall believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man ascendeth up into heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So I'm saying to you, are you in the will of God? And how to get in the will of God? You get in the will of God of being born again. You get in the will of God by having the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ says something to Nicodemus. He say, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it's going, where it's coming. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So to be in the will of God, you must be born in the Spirit. So this message is geared to people. Amen. To tell them how to be born again and how to be born in the Spirit. God bless. Peace. What is the will? What is the will of God? The will of God is being different. The will of God is being delivered from sin to salvation. The will of God is receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, a lot of people go to church, but a lot of people don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost makes you different. The Holy Ghost is a person that used to cuss, they don't cuss no more. The Holy Ghost person that drink, don't drink no more. Holy person is a person, hey, glory to God, I smoke weed. You put the weed down and pick up the word of God. What is the will of God? The will
will of God is not just going to church, singing a choir, being an usher, but the will of God is being saved, sanctified, and filled up with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the will of God. And some of y'all ain't the will.
The 7th chapter, verse 21. And say, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In thy name have cast out devils. In thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. My assignment today is, how do you know you are in the will? How do you know that you are in the will? Four things happen, my friend. And these four things is the first thing that happens. Because the Bible say, hey, glory to God, in 1 Corinthians, amen, 5:17, amen, and hey, glory to God, he say that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are new. So the first thing is, hey, glory to God, is you must be in Christ. Yes, you must be in Christ. And the second thing in that same chapter, amen, that same verse say that, amen, all things are passed away. So the first thing is, hey, glory to God, is all right here. I'll put it right here, my friend. First thing of being Christ, amen. The second thing is, hey, glory to God, you must have a change. Yes, you must change, because the Bible says all things are passed away. So that means that, hey, glory to God, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Why? Because there's a change. Hey, glory to God, the places I go, I don't go no more unless God tell me to go and witness, go and tell your story. So the first thing, you must be in Christ. Yes, how you get in Christ? You get in Christ by giving your life, by confessing with your mouth, believing your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. So the first thing, you must be in Christ. Second thing, my friend, you must change. All things are passed away. All things become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all praying? Because I want to help somebody out there. Hey, glory to God. So you won't be, hallelujah, you won't be left behind. So you won't be saying that God said, I never knew you. Amen. So the first thing is, you must be in Christ. Second thing is, there must be a change. And the third thing is, you must have a conscience. Hey, glory to God. Now, I should have put the conscience last, but I'm going to put the third one. It's all right here. Hey, glory to God. First, you must be in Christ. See, a lot of people in church, but not in Christ. It's all right to go to church, but make sure you go to church because you want to be in Christ. And you got to be a change in your life. People ought to look at you different. People ought to look at you and say that, hey, is this the same person? Is this person? There must be a change in your life. Amen. Amen. And Paul say, my conscience bear witness of the whole. He said, I lie not. Paul say, I lie not. Hey, glory to God. This is what Paul say. Paul say in Romans, the 9th chapter, verse number 1. He say, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness
in the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have a conscience, see, we all have a conscience, my friend. I'm gonna tell you, but the conscience I'm talking about is conscience of conviction. Conscience of I'm not gonna do this anymore because there's some changes in my life now. Amen. I'm a new person in Christ. Amen. And once you know these things that happen in your life, my friend, you don't go to places you want to go. You don't see that. You don't have the same friends anymore. You got new friends. And the reason why you have new friends is because the old friends gonna make me do bad things. The old friends gonna laugh at me. They won't say, I thought you were a Christian. Amen. So I'm telling you, my friend, if you are in Christ, there gotta be some changes in your life. Amen. Hey, glory to God. And one of the reasons why I'm saying this, my friend, because we gotta start manifesting Christ in our life. So how do a person know that you are in Christ? Amen. You have Christ in your life. You are changed, and you got a conscience. Now, some people's conscience been seared with a hot iron. If you know what seared with a hot iron mean, that means you in sin so much that sin don't bother you no more. Amen. And I know the Bible say that he that is born of God does not sin. Amen. The flesh was sin, but the spirit was not sin. But Paul was struggling with sin. He said, no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? So how do I know I'm in the will? In the will because of these four things. And the last one, hey, glory to God, is this. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, which is a reasonable servant, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, hallelujah. Let me say it again, my friend. And be not conformed to this world. Amen. If you are in the will of God, you will not conform to this world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. But we are transformed. We are transformers. Hey, glory to God. Amen. We got a new conversation. We are committed. Now, this thing goes on, my friend. But these four things happen when you are in the will of God. Not the will of man. But the will, not the will of the pastor. Not the will of your parents. Not the will of your peers. But in the will of God, you must be in Christ. Amen. You must be changed. You must have a conscience. And you must not be conformed to this world. And let me emphasize more conformed to this world. So we don't dress like the world. We don't cuss like the world. Amen. Hey, come on. We don't have conversation like the world. All these things, my friend, is knowing that you are not in the will and you are in the will. If you are not in the will, people are not in the will. I'm going to tell you, you stay the same. Amen. Because you in church, you stay the same. Amen. And glory to God, you have a conscience. Your conscience may sit without iron. Amen. And you are conformed to this world. Amen. So that means that when it's time for you to be raptured, you won't get left behind. Why? Because you are not in the will of God. Amen. My friend, if you follow these four C's, you will know that you have been changed. You know that you are in Christ. You know that you have a conscience. People that do people wrong, and they'll come back and apologize. They'll come back and say, I'm sorry. You don't have a conscience. Why? Because you are conformed to this world. If you are conformed to this world, my friend, you're not going to apologize to people. You will keep on dwelling in sinful activity without having no conscience. And I'm talking about people that think they are Christian. If you think that you are a Christian, my friend,
You must learn to apologize, because we're not perfect people. But if there's no forgiveness in your life, if you have a conscience, if you're worldly, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be like the people that's in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21 and 23. God will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers.
So this, do you know you are in the will that are people that are in Christ? You have a changed life. You have a conscience. And you're not conformed to this world. Now, if you're conformed to this world, you're a person that are in leggings, go to church. You're in leggings showing your cliches. And you are a diva and a divorce. A diva is a female goddess, and a divorce is a male goddess. You full of pride. And the Bible said the pride of life is not of the father, but of the world, and the world pass away and the lust thereof. So if you are in the will of God, you must be changed. Amen. You must be in Christ, and you must have a conscience. How can you steal people's stuff and don't have a conscience? How can you cuss somebody out and don't come back and apologize? And the last one, not conform to this world. And that's what I'm saying, my friend. How do you know you are in Christ? Because you're in Christ, you have a changed life, you have a conscience, and you're not conform to this dirty, filthy. The Bible said the devil is the god of this world. What does it say? The devil, and the reason why the devil is a god of this world, because the devil is when Adam and Eve sinned, Adam and Eve gave a title to the devil. And that's why the devil is the god of this world. He's the god of the atmosphere. So that's the reason why. How do you know that you are in Christ? These four C's. May God bless you. May God smile his face upon you. May God gracious upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless. Peace.
Why was the foolish virgins got locked out? Because they was not in the will. Yes, why those foolish was locked out? Because they was not in the will. And we look, glory to God, at, amen, verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that was ready went in after, amen, with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Amen. And if we look at, amen, Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21, and the Bible say, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So when the Bible say, hey, glory to God, these virgins, amen, they came in, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that was ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And after came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said unto you, I know you not. My message to you is, hallelujah, and I said before, my friend, is why the foolish virgin didn't enter into heaven. Amen. Why the foolish virgins didn't went into heaven. And the reason why, I can tell you, my friend, is this. In verse number 4. Verse number 4 say, in verse number 3 say, they that was foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What did it say? They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now, if you're not taking him and the Holy Ghost seriously, this message is not for you. This message is for people, amen, that is serious about salvation. My channel is serious about salvation. Amen. If you are not serious about salvation, hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My YouTube channel is not for you. Amen. If you think that this channel gonna do, hey, glory to God, a lot of things that are controversy, this channel not for you. But this channel is geared to help. Listen, glory to God. My title of my channel is Hope, Help, and Healing. And on my YouTube channel is Life Journey 37. Hey, glory to God. And also, hey, glory to God, on my other channel, hey, glory to God, is Born Into Witchcraft and Now Christian. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm saying this to tell somebody why those foolish virgin didn't enter into heaven, didn't enter, hey, glory to God, the marriage feast. God is a loving God. He sent his son to die on the cross for your sin. And a lot of people, hey, glory to God, don't take salvation very seriously. You go to church, amen, but you does not involve in Christ. You sing on a choir and you're singing because it's something to do. You're usher, you're leading people that see, but you're not saved. You're a trustee, you're handling money, but deep down, hey, glory to God, you're not trusting in Christ. My message today is why the foolish virgins didn't make it in, because they was not in the will. When you are not in the will, hey, glory to God, you're not gonna make it in. But I say, when you are not in the will, you're not gonna make it. And that's my subject, my friend. My subject is, when you are not in the will, you're not gonna make it in. Because the Bible say, my friend, amen, in verse number 3, they were foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. And we know that a Holy Ghost represent the oil. Our body is the lamp. Hey, glory to God. And a lot of people, glory to God, they go to church, hey, glory to God, but they don't have Christ in them. Amen. You're screaming, you're hollering, you're dancing, my friend. But if you have not changed your dancing partner, you're dancing in vain. You are dancing with demons. And a lot of people, hey, glory to God, hallelujah, you watch my video and you still have not given your life to Jesus Christ. How you know you're giving your life to Jesus Christ? Because you are changed. You have a conscience. You are committed. Hey, glory to God. You have a new conversation. If you are not changed, if you're not committed, if you don't have a new conversation, if you don't have a conscience, you're gonna miss heaven. You will miss the marriage feast. And guess what, my friend? Is this, hey, glory to God, it's RSVP. Hey, glory to God. It's reserved for RSVP. If you are not RSVP, my friend, you're gonna at the entrance, my friend, if your name not in on the record, if your name not in the Lamb Book of Life, my friend, they're gonna tell you to go back to your car. They're going to escort you, hey, glory to God, to hell, to the lake of fire. The Bible say, listen. The Bible say, my friend, amen. The Bible say, hey, glory to God, in Revelation, the 20th chapter. In Revelation, the 20th chapter, and the Bible say, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and they will find no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book were open, which is the book of life. And dead were judged out of those things which are written in according to their works. And the sea gave up dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered the dead was in them, and they will judge every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in a lake of fire. This is a second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So these foolish virgins, they was not in the will. That's why they didn't make it in. And I'm telling you, if you're watching Glory to God's video and you have not given the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, not just a savior, he's a Lord, he's a master. He become the master of our life. See, a lot of y'all want a personal savior, but you don't want a Lord. A Lord, hallelujah, is master. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Hey, glory to God. With a mouth, confession is made, and with a heart, hallelujah. And we must take the word of God seriously, my friend. Because if you look at Romans, amen. I look a few times, my friend. Romans, hallelujah, 10:9. This is what I say, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So when you confess, it's a profession that come with your confession. But a lot of people confess, but they're not living a profession of their faith. That means that when you confess, it just don't stop there. When you confess, my friend, it goes into your heart that God has raised him from the dead. So that means that if you don't believe in the death, the burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, my friend, your confession just drop and didn't change your life. If you confess, it ought to be a profession. If you confess, my friend, hey, glory to God, you ought to be a change. Hallelujah. And what changed you? God. What changed you? The word of God. My friend, come on now. If you are a believer, you are a person that's in the will. But if you're not, you're like the foolish virgins. They didn't have no oil in their lamp. And the oil represent the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. It's a churchgoer. It's a fan. It's a goat. It's a tear. My son.
And a lot of people are like this, these foolish virgins. The foolish virgin in the third verse of Matthew 25, verse 3, say, they had no oil in their lamp. They were locked out because they were not in the will of God. See, it's all right to go to church. Amen. But going to church don't save you. What saves you is the message from the Bible that saves you. Church is not an entertainment center. Church is not about a concert. Church is not about a book signing. Church is not about going to the kitchen for physical food. Listen to me, my friend. These virgins had an opportunity to have oil in their lamp. And everybody, under the sound of my voice, you have an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. But you say that not right now. Procrastination is in the graveyard. There are a lot of people that procrastinate, and they didn't make it to the time when they confess, because they die before their confession. The Bible says, today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The Bible says, boast not for tomorrow, because we know not what tomorrow may bring. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So these foolish virgins, they didn't have no oil. The oil represent, hey, the Holy Ghost. And there are a lot of people have a ikamasanda. A lot of people have a dance. A lot of people have a dedication to a building. But they don't have a surrender life to Jesus Christ. It's like the boxer Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia confessed Jesus. Ryan Garcia, he smokes cigar. He cuss. He gambles. He do all those negative things that it turns off people that want to have a dedicated life to Christ. But the Bible say, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, will make it in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will be doers of the word and not hearers only, when you are deceiving yourself. It's like a man looking in the mirror and forgot what manner of person he is. So I'm telling you, these foolish virgins, they were locked out because Jesus Christ said, I never knew you. Who are you? You knocking, but I'm not going to open the door. It's just like the day of Noah. In the day of Noah, Noah preached that it's going to rain. And they laughed at Noah. They said, look at that old man and his family. You're talking about going to rain. It's going to rain. Yeah, we can believe it's going to rain. But Noah said it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And they laughed at Noah. But when it caught dropping, they said, uh-oh, this man was telling the truth. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it couldn't stop raining. And they was trying to get in the ark, but the ark door was shut, and those men were drowned. Just like some of y'all. Y'all are not in the will. Y'all go to church. Y'all good to ever attendee. Some of y'all hold positions. But your position ain't going to make you make it into heaven. That's what the Bible say. Hallelujah. They're going to say we prophesy in name. We cast out demons. We've done many wonderful work. But God say, going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me. He worketh of a nigga. Just like these foolish virgins. They came. But Jesus Christ say, I never knew you. I never knew you. You knocking. That's why Jesus Christ say, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will sup with you. But now they are out there. They're knocking. But Jesus Christ didn't open the door because you didn't open your heart to Jesus Christ. My friend, let not this message just be a message for you to hear and not for you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Let this message, hey, glory to God, not be like the sower when forth his sower seed and some fell on the throne because the cares of this world have choked the word and the word didn't take, hallelujah, it didn't go to the heart. But the Bible say, and those that sow on 30, 60, and 100 folds. But those that fell on a rock with a bird come, the bird represents the devil. The devil come and snatch the word. Why? The devil come and snatch the word. Because the word of God was not, glory to God, deep down in your soul, deep down in your heart. If the word of God get down your heart, you will say, Lord, here I am, save me. So don't be like just a hearer and a doer. Amen. I don't want to just tickle your fancy. I don't want to just sound like a great orator. I want to be the person like John the Baptist. I want to be the one, the voice in the wilderness crying out, it's time to be in the will of the Father. How you be in the will of the Father? By you confessing with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised it from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And when you are saved, you are in Christ. When you are saved, you have a changed life. When you have saved, you have a conscience. You don't do the things you want to do no more. When you are saved, my friend, you don't conform to this world. So I hope this message have changed your life. Amen. I hope this message make you confess Christ. And I hope this message make you know that you are prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, bless this person, Lord. They have listened to my two-part series of They Are in the Will. Bless right now. In Jesus' name I pray, oh God. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.